Kovov Adar Sheni, Friday the 28th of March, Rabbi Eliyahu Karp, on a Pasha theme.
There was a Yid that woke up one morning, and before jumping out of bed, he's mentally going over what he wants to accomplish that day. There's a very important business meeting coming up, which is the culmination of many months of discussion, many meetings, and he hopes that finally today's going to be the day it's going to come to a successful conclusion. It couldn't come at a better time because in a few days his daughter is making a chasna for his daughter, and he could definitely use the inflow of money which he hopes to accomplish that day. Also happens to be his wife's birthday that day, and he hopes to take her out that night for supper. He has a lot of things on his agenda. As he's getting up, he notices a strange thing on his arm, and he's looking at it, and he's looking at it, and he begins to review the psukim that it says in this week's parash of Ro, Hakoyin es anega, v'hoyo ba'obis haroi l'nega tzeraz, huval arak, v'ro hakoyin es anega ba'oboso, v'seya ba'nega ha'fach lovon, u'marei ha'nega ha'moit me'o b'soroi. And as he's going through the pasuk and he's looking at this thing on his arm, he begins to sense that the day might not go as planned. Meseya banega ofach lovon, yeah. Mare hanega moik mea besaroi, yeah. What's going to be with the meeting? Forget about the meeting, he has his daughter's chasna that week. It's not really going to be geschmack to be bothered yeshev mechutz lamachne meshavoi. But he's a lamdin. A lamdin never gives up in finding a heter. So he's thinking like this. He's thinking like this. It says in Rashi, "Vehuva elarin hakoyin zeis hakosavish ain't tuma v'tara el al pikoyin." So what does that mean? Ain't tuma v'tara el al pikoyin? Is it the pshat that in order to start off the parish of tuma v'tahara to go through the seder, it only starts off with a psak that the koyin has to make? No one else could start off the parasha. Or is it the pshat that it's not a nega? Unless the kohen says it's a nega, it's not a nega. It's nothing. When he sees the nega and he says it's a nega, it's the same thing as it was yesterday. So l'chayla, it should be l'mafreya, it should be a nega. Because I know, the gzeis ha'kosu v'ein tumu v'taharu el al pikoyin, perhaps it means it's nothing. It's not a nega, it's not metame. Until the kohen sees it. So he remembers the Reb Chaim in Masech Tznoza. The Reb Chaim says that the dinim of Sofek Tumah B'shus HaYochid, the Sofek Tumah B'shus HaRabim, does not apply to Tumas Mitzrayim. Any other Tumah, you're not sure if you touch the Sheretz or not. That's a Sofek Tumah, because if you touch the Sheretz, on the tzad that you touch the Sheretz, the Matzias is your Tomei. You don't know if you touch the sheretz. You don't know if you tell me. That's where it applies the dinum of Sofek Tumah B'shus HaYochid, the Sofek Tumah B'shus HaRabim. But by Tumas HaMitzrayim, says Reb Chaim, there's no such thing as a Sofek Tumah. If the kohen says it's a nega, it's a nega. If the kohen didn't see it yet, and he didn't say tell me, it's not a nega. It's not a mitzias of a tumah until the kohen sees it. It's not shy as a case of Sofek Tumah B'shus HaYochid, the Sofek Tumah B'shus HaRabim. So the fellow's feeling a little better about himself, and he says, okay, right now it's not an ega, so all I have to do is avoid any koyanim. Anytime I see a koyan coming, I'm going to cross the street, I'm going to go to the other side, he's not going to see it, at least until the week's over. But as long as the koyan doesn't see it, I'm tahar, and I don't see anything in the parasha that's telling me that I have to go to the koyan. Why should I go? L'chayra, he has a good taina. Why should he go? What does he have to gain? It's all a loss. He's going to lose out on a lot. Why should he go? Is there any reason why he should go? The truth is, there is a machlekes rishonim. There are shitas in the rishonim that hold that there is a mitzvah to say to go. There's a rosh in Masechnis Nagoyim that says in the Mishnah, a chosen that we allow him to have Sheva Brachas before he goes to show the Nega. Zok the Rosh, V'shar B'nei Adam. What about everyone else? Koyfe Noisei, K'shar Mitzvah Sasei. Just like every Mitzvah Sasei, there's a din Bezin Koyfe Noisei. So to hear, there's a din of Bezin Koyfe Noisei. It sounds like from the Rosh that there is a Mitzvah Sasei to go. Furthermore, in the Sefer HaChinuch is clear. The Sefer HaChinuch says that if you don't go right away, as soon as you see the Nega, you mevatel mitzvah sasei. Rabbi Yochum Ferschel, parallel in his peers and Rabbi Sadi Goin, brings down the Chinuch and he says, I don't know, where does it say in the Torah this halacha? Where does it say that there's a mitzvah sasei for a person to go? He doesn't know where the makar for this halacha is. And the truth be told, there are Rishonim that seem to argue in the Sefer HaChinuch. There's a famous machlokes Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam, in his Sefer, in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, he counts all the Dinei Tumas as a mitzvah. Tumas Oichlin, Tumas Saras, Tumas Zov, Tumas Zova, Tumas Nida, Tumas Meis, they all counted as separate mitzvahs. The Ramban is Choylik. The Ramban asks, what mitzvah and what Avera do we find in Ilchus Tumah? There's no Avera in becoming Tomei. The Torah says, what happens if you become Tomei? Let's say a person wants to touch the Sheretz. Does the Torah say you're not allowed to touch the Sheretz? No. The Torah says, if you touch the Sheretz, what halachas you have? If you become Tomei, is there a mitzvah to become Tahar? Says Ramban, there's no mitzvah to become Tahar. You want to stay Tomei? Stay Tomei. What mitzvah, what aveira, effect Ramban, is involved in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara? And the Rambam counts every Tumah as a separate mitzvah. It's a good shaila. Like upon him, the Mishnah Melech is medayik that the Ramban argues on the Sefer HaChinuch. Because the Ramban says, Tumas Mitzvah is one of the Tumas that the Ramban says it's not a mitzvah. Why isn't Tumas Mitzvah not a mitzvah? Bishleim, all the other Tumas, I understand there's no mitzvah involved. There's no mitzvah, there's no aveira, but tumas tzaras, like the Mishnah Melech, l'chayr there is a mitzvah. You have to go to a kohen. Says the Mishnah Melech, it must be that the Ramban argues, there's no mitzvah to go to a kohen. There's no mitzvah involved. This is supported by the Ramban in his pirish, in this week's parasha. The Ramban asks him, Moedik HaKasha. It says, V'yidaber Hashem al-Moyisha ve'alaren le'imu adam ki'eh ba'obis ha'roi se'is is the pachas ha'beheres. In fact, the Ramban, normally, when it introduces a new mitzvah, it says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimer, Daber El Bnei Yisrael." Go tell Bnei Yisrael that they have a new mitzvah. Here it says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Ve'El Aaron Leimer," and it goes straight into the mitzvah. Adam ki Yevusah. Don't say Daber El Bnei Yisrael. Where's the Daber El Bnei Yisrael? Fek Ramban says Ramban, it must be this is not a mitzvah for Bnei Yisrael. This is not their mitzvah. This is a mitzvah for Kayanim. That's why it says, "Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe el Aaron leimor." Aaron has to know this mitzvah. Bnei Yisrael doesn't have to know the mitzvah. It seems that the Ramban is going with Shitasa that he holds no mitzvah involved when a yid sees a nega. The Rambam, even though he counts Tumas Mitzvah as a mitzvah, but it seems that he counts it as a mitzvah just like he counts all the Tumas as a mitzvah. In the introduction to Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, when the Rambam brings down all the mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs lois asay, he brings down the mitzvahs asay is lehoyrois. Lehoyrois imhu tomei or imhu tar. It's a mitzvah on the psak. It's a mitzvah on the koyin. To paskin, is it tomei or is it tar? The Rambam doesn't say it's a mitzvah on the yid to go to the koyin. So it seems once again that this fellow over here has Rishonim to rely on. He has the Ramban. He has the Rambam that seem to hold that there's no mitzvah asay to go to a kohen. So once again, he's feeling good about himself. I don't have to go, why should I go? L'chayr, it's a strange thing that there should be a whole parasha in the Torah, a parasha in the Torah, a parasha in the Goyim, and it's so easy to get out of it, you just don't show it to a kohen. It's a bit of a strange thing. The interesting Gemara, I say, in Masechet Zevachim. It says in the Gemara, we know that Miriam became a Metzora. Like the Gemara Shaila, Miriam Mihaskira. Who is the Kohen that was involved in the Tumah of Miriam? Who is the Kohen? Like the Gemara, perhaps it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Parshas Tehavimina of the Gemara is, since Moshe Rabbeinu did avoid the B'shas to Miluim, he did have some dinim of Kahuna Vaistais. So the Gemara says, perhaps it was Moshe Rabbeinu who was the Kohen involved in the Tumah of Miriam. Dr. Marno, Moshe Zahu, when it comes to Tumas Taras, you have to be B'nai Aaron, you have to be from the family of Kahuna. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't qualify. V'ein Zor Royes and Agoyen. In fact, the Gemara bin Toymar Aaron Hiskiro, Od Aaron Korevu, V'ein Korev Royes and Nega. Aaron's also apostle. Aaron's also apostle. He's a Korev. What? He's asking, L'chayra, why didn't the Gemara say, Moshe Rabbeinu was also a Korev? It's a very good shaila. There's a famous vort in the Asher Tzava Rebbe that he says Pshat in the Gemara. He says Pshat, I'll pee the morale in Parashas Vayigash. The morale in Parashas Vayigash has a shaila. It says that Bnei Yisrael, when they left Matan Torah, they were boichel mishpachosav. They were crying. They couldn't marry the Krovim. They couldn't marry the Krovim. They found out, you can't marry this one, you can't marry this one. Boichel mishpachosav. Affect the morale. B'shas Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael was Megayer. There was a Geirus B'shas Matan Torah. Geirish and his Geir could cut in Shanoi the dummy. There was no Krovim. What were they crying about? They could marry whoever they wanted. Says the morale of Big Yisrael, that since the Geirus B'shas Matan Torah was Geirus Al-Kochon, Kof Olem HaKigigas, a Geirus Al-Kochon does not have the din of Geirish and his Geir could cut in Shanoi the dummy. Big Yisrael had to learn the morale, but how he's learning, what he's saying is, so he says, Bishleim, Aaron and Miriam, they were under the mountain, Kofalem HaKigigas, they didn't have the din of Geirish and his Geir could cut in Shanoi the dummy. But Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of the mountain. His Geirish was a Geirish Berotzen. He had Geirish in his Geir could cut in Shanoi the dummy. His Geirish was a complete Geirish. But maybe the Gemara couldn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Karev. He had the mile of Geirish in his Geir could cut in Shanoi the dummy. Agabon, the Gemara continues and says, "Ela kovet gadol cholak lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu lemeir Moshe Shom Hakadosh Baruch Hu bechvoidayu ba'atzmoy." He was the kohen that got involved in the tumah of Miriam. Tosis brings a sefri. B'sefri Tanya, Oma Aaron. Aaron says, "Nimso mafsir lachoseinu." We're making our sister lose out. So any yochel haskira loy letama loy letara. We can't be metama her. We can't be metara her. As I state in the Sefri, Aaron said to Moshe, "This is a gefel chamatzav over here. There's no kohen here. Loy letama loy letara." Shaktoyis is sutemo. Ba mehoyim masida kivun dein adam royas and nagoyim kolshkein. Kolshkein, Shoyis the Torah. In fact, Torah says they should have been drinking L'chaim. She has an egg over here. There's no coin to see it. And even if you learn that it is a mitzvah sasei to go to a coin, she's a oinus. There's no coin to go to. If there's no coin to go to, she's Torah. What was Aaron so upset about? What is Aaron saying? Hivshir es achaseinu. In fact, Torah says it should have been a gewalt de gazach. She saw an egg out. There's no coin to say that she's Tomei. If there's no coin to say she's Tomei, you can't even blame her for not going to a coin. There's no coin to go to. She's a oinus. What was Aaron upset about?
Didn't he say the Rebbein Shloim?
Yeah, this is before the Rebbein Shloim.
Before?
Says the Shailas Yaivitz, what comes out from the Sefri, he wants to say a chiddush, that any nega that has simonim uvokim, is a nega. If it has, without a coin, if it has simonim uvokim, and you know that it's a nega vadai, you're tome. You don't need a coin to bring about the tumor. What does it say? Kzeis akosafi, she'ein tumor v'tara el al pi koyin. He says it's only talking about a case of a suffix. If it's a suffix, you're not sure, you have to come on to a psak. That's one time it's negated the pasuk. That it has to be only al pi kohen. And another thing he says is, that even when it's a valei nega, and you tell me, the whole parasha of Tumas Mitzayra, all the dinim, the prima, the hezker, that's all, also only starts off, this whole Seder Tahara, once you get a psak from a kohen. Even though you tell me, you valei tome, but in order to start the Seder of the parasha, of what the Torah talks about, and to get into the Seder Tahara, you need to go to a kohen to get a psak. But tome you are. He brings a raya from a Rambam. The Rambam says, "Koyin shatira satame umatame satar ein zeklum." If a koyin makes a mistake, and someone comes to him, and he's actually tahar, and he says he's tame, and you find out he makes a mistake, just because he said the word tame, it was a mistake, he's not tame. That we understand that case. He was tahar, and the koyin says he's tame. What's the other case? In the case where he was Tomei, Umataris a Tomei, where a Kohen made a mistake and he said Tahar, and he was Tomei. So Frek, the Shevis Yavitz, what are we talking about here? What does it mean that he was Mataris a Tomei? Mataris a Tomei, before he came he was Tahar. So he was Mataris someone who was Tahar. When did he ever become Tomei? What does it mean he was Mataris a Tomei? Huh? He bavons that. He says it's not Mustafa like this. Al Kaponim Zokter, according to what he says in Shailis Yaivitz, it's very good. It's talking about someone who has a Vadai Nega. He's Tame. He goes to a coin to start the procedure. The coin says Tahar. Ain't there Klum? It says in the Rambam the same Yisrael as the Shailis Yaivitz. If you have a Vadai Nega, you're Tame. There's a big Shiloh. Bizman Azel, why there's no Tumas Tzaras? Kivega said he never heard of Teretz to this kasha. The Minchas Chinuch brings down from Abzelmula Mivolozhin that he said the reason why there's no Tumas Tzaras today is because. Okay.
Yeah.
The reason why there's no Tumas Tzaras today is because there's no Koyim Miyuchas. If there's no Koyim Miyuchas, you can't have Tumma. If Zelma in a Sefer told the Sodom, brings down from a Sefer, Bircha Shemayim. In the Sefer Bircha Shemayim, he says, he brings down that there is Tumma today, there is Tumas Mitzoyer today, and he argues on him. The boy said, the Sefer Bircha Shemayim was written by the Shelis Yaivitz. It's the same Shelis Yaivitz. So we understand, the boy said, the Shelis Yaivitz who holds that you could become Tomei without a Koyim. So what makes the difference if there's no Koyim Miyuchas today? You don't need a Koyim Miyuchas to become Tomei. You can become Tomei without a Koyim Miyuchas. Reb Zelmul argues, he says, no, you need a Koyim Miyuchas. You need a Koyim, there's no Koyim Miyuchas today, Reb Zelmul Tainas. But the Shelis Yaivis, we understand where he's coming from. The Shelis Yaivis holds, you don't need a Koyim Miyuchas because you don't need a Koyim. Akabon Lachayra. What comes out from the Shelitz Yaivitz is that there's two dinim in a nega. There's a nega, it's a nega. It's a nega which is able to become Tomei. And then there's a nega that the parasha is talking about that you get into the Seder of parasha. I once had a kasha, a little hesitant to ask it because I never found it in any sfarim. Even in when they came out with the new Masifta Gemaras, they have everything in the back there. They didn't bring down this kasha, but we'll give it a try. I've asked it around. I never found, the oilum seems to be masking to the kasha. I never heard of the teretz, so maybe we'll bring it to England, we'll see if, what the oilum says. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, I now brings down that according to some shitas, there are parishes in the Torah, lehoye v'leyos and liyos. These parishes are never going to happen. It's too uncommon. One of the cases is, for example, Ben Soyer Moir. Ben Zion Meir, he has to drink this, he has to eat that, his pants have to be like that, they have to be the same. It's never going to happen. There are too many things that have to take place for it to happen. So why does it say Joyce for Kabbalah's heart? Another case, I think the Gemara says, Enidachas, according to one Shita, holds that there has to be a city that ain't lehem mezuzah. Never going to happen. The third case is Beis HaManuga, a house with a nega. What's so impossible of having a house with a nega? So according to one Shita, he's been dying from the Psukim, that in order to have the dinum of Beis HaManuga, it has to be on a corner where two walls connect. It has to be a gris on one wall, two gris on the other wall. That's what he learns out from the Psukim. It's a very unusual thing that should happen. I don't understand. Obviously, we're talking about a person who did something that's mechayev him to get a nega. He said, Lashon Hara, he's Marti Shemra, whatever the situation is, he's mechayev to get a nega. If you learn out from the Pasuk that a nega is Bekiris Habayis, and this is what a nega is. A nega is in the corner on two walls, gris, two gris, that's a nega. That's a nega. If he's mechuyev a nega, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to send him a nega, it's hard for the Ribbono Shel Olam to put it Bekiris Habayis, that's a nega. A person did something, is mechayev a nega. Hayad Hashem tiksar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't put a nega in the right place. That's the kasha. According to Shelis Yaivitz, perhaps, maybe we could say a chiddush. There's a Torah's nega, that's metama. A nega is a nega. A nega is a nega. Then there's a nega that the parasha in the Seder HaTahira is talking about, that in order, you want to make it tahor, in order to make it tahor, this is the nega. For example, by the nega that we were talking about before, in order to start off the parasha, you have to go to a kohen. Is it a nega before you go to the kohen? According to Shem Shavitz, it's a nega before you go to the kohen. But it's not the nega that the parasha is talking about. The parasha of nega that the parasha is talking about is once you go to a kohen, then you start off all the parasha. Where does it say that Allah bekiris habayis v'ro es hakayin es hanega bekiris habayis? It's after the re'ia, what the kohen has to see in order to start off the parasha of taras habayis is he has to see it bekiris habayis. Someone who speaks lashon hara is mechayev oynish. What is that mechayev him to get? It's mechayev him to get a nega. It's mechayev him to get a nega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him a nega. The nega that's metama, the kiris habayis. Does it have to be the kiris habayis? Does it have to be in that corner? Maybe not. The nega that we're learning out from the parasha, it has to be in that corner, is only v'ro hakein es nega b'kiris habayis. When the kohen comes and wants to start off the tahara process, that's where he has to see the nega. But what's the nega that the aveiru that the person did is mechayev oynish? It's mechayev oynish. What's the oynish? The oynish is he has a nega. A nega which is metame. Just like by Miriam, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have stepped in, we would have had a matzav of mahifselach hisenu. Miriam would have been stuck with tumah, and there would have been no one to get her out of it. That's what Aaron HaKohen was saying, mahifselach hisenu. There's no one to be metame her, there's no one to be metame her. She's going to be left as a tumeah. Perhaps the same thing could be said in Beis HaManuga. That Beis HaManuga, it could have a nega. It could have a nega. A nega is a nega. But in order to have the Ro HaKohenes, a nega, Bikiroi Sabai, is the parasha that starts off the parasha of Taras Mitzorah is only such a nega, which is Bikiroi Sabai. The parasha of Beis HaManuga, that Seder at the Haira, is Lehoi of Lehoi Asaliyas. Thank you.